I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, July 20. Coming up, Dr. Keith Rowley inducted into the Prime Minister's Park at the UWI, capacity of virology lab being strengthened for Zika testing, and logistics hub to create opportunities for MSMEs. The details after the break.
Let's get together and feel all right at August Morning Market. Emancipation Day, Monday, August 1, Independence Village, Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center at 6 a.m. Come get your fresh produce at reasonable prices. Enjoy live performances over breakfast. Convenient parking available. You can't afford to miss August Morning Market. Curry, come uptown. August 1, Independence Village.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is increasing the capacity of the virology lab at the University Hospital of the West Indies to facilitate Zika testing. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says an additional PCR machine dedicated to Zika virus testing has been ordered for the lab.
Additionally, staff have been deployed and others are being recruited to assist at this facility. Discussions of a shift system for increased Zika virus testing is also ongoing.
In a statement to the House of Representatives Tuesday, Dr. Tufton said the ministry has been working with the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, to train staff and establish the capacity to do ELISA testing. The ELISA test measures antibodies in the blood. Dr. Tufton says this will enable doctors to detect whether a pregnant woman has ever had the Zika virus. This will eliminate the 3 to 5 day window, allowing doctors more flexibility to diagnose Zika infection. At present, there are 44 laboratory-confirmed cases of ZikV in Jamaica. Up to July 18, the Ministry of Health received reports of 3,746 notifications for the virus. Of this amount, 2,524, or 67%, fit the case definition and were classified as suspected Zika fever. Among these were 231 pregnant women, all of whom have been tested. 7 were confirmed Zika positive. Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago Dr. Keith Rowley was inducted into the Prime Minister's Park at the University of the West Indies UWI Mona on Wednesday. The park was erected to honor past students who have been or are currently serving as heads of government. Dr. Rowley, who is the 7th Prime Minister of the Twin Island Republic, earned his first degree at the Mona campus in geology and geography before completing a master's in volcanic stratigraphy at St. Augustine in Trinidad and Tobago. He later obtained a doctorate in geology.
I want to thank the university for organizing this ceremony to acknowledge my presence here at Mona and my involvement with this venerable institution. And those of us who are the products of UWI, when accolades are placed on our heads, we can only but recognize the work of those who went before.
Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley. Prime Minister Rowley brings the total to 17 heads of government whose names have been added to the monument. 100 district constables are to be strategically deployed in resort towns that have a consistent influx of tourists throughout the year to boost security. The move follows a 6-week dedicated tourism safety and security district constables training program. The Police High Command and the tourism product development company TPDECO partnered on the initiative in a bid to curb harassment and crimes against foreign nationals on the island.
This training program represents a policy direction that will see a fusion of our state security apparatus with private security arrangements to enable a stronger overlay of security within the tourism sector.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. The district constables were selected from Kingston, Portland, St. Anne, St. James, Trelawney and Westmoreland, as well as the JCF's Community Safety and Security Branch. And Chairman of the Logistics Hub Initiative, Dr. Eric Deans, says government's plans to establish a global logistics hub in Jamaica will create numerous opportunities for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Dr. Deans says persons interested in learning more about the potential opportunities should attend the upcoming Logistics Hub Symposium, slated for Saturday, July 23, at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters, Mona.
But what this symposium seeks to do is to let the average business person in the SME sector understand that there are opportunities in it for them as suppliers to these companies, as service providers, as persons providing legal or financial or technical services to these companies.
Dr. Deans was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.